3D TV, a digital classroom, and mobile devices. The world's largest IT and computer trade fair has opened its gates. Chancellor Angela Merkel took the opening tour of CeBIT 2010, accompanied by the Spanish Prime Minister José Zapatero, taking a look at the latest innovations. More than 4,000 companies from 68 countries are presenting their products. Yet again, CeBIT has shrunk. It's as small as 20 years ago. After the internet bubble bursting and the financial crisis last year, fewer exhibitors will attract fewer visitors this year as well.
Companies, they are reducing their marketing budgets, and so they have less money to go to trade fairs. We hope that this will change next year. But the CeBIT has to reinvent itself as the industry does.
So CeBIT is preparing for a facelift next year. The broad scope of products is becoming problematic, as other trade shows attract visitors with a much narrower focus. Also, CeBIT had for many years tried to address businessmen rather than non-professionals. Now there is a trend toward consumerism, increasingly blurring the border between the two.
The Deutsche Messe AG and all exhibitors should be aware that they address those issues as well. We have seen different approaches, like CeBIT Home and that stuff. I don't know. I think there should be a consistent concept behind it.
After all, CeBIT remains a place of innovation, and the outlook of the ICT industry is positive. According to a recent survey, the willingness to invest is up. After the ICT industry decreased by 1.6% last year, this year a growth of 1.9% is expected. Accessing your data at any time, wherever you are. Connected worlds are the new trend of this year's CeBIT. But the German consumer protection minister Ilse Aigner already warned of internet giants storing vast amounts of personal information. While Germany's highest court just ruled data storage of phone calls and email traffic to be unconstitutional. Stefan Herrmann for Press TV in Hanover.